In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning, and it may sound a little stuffy today. Got a little cold after, I guess, a whole lot of activity over the past few days, getting worn down just a little bit. We had the wrap-up of the Crittenden County Fair over the weekend. The Jake Hodge Memorial Wiffle Ball Tournament was held. Of course, that's over at Princeton for the final time. They will be looking for a new venue for that and announcing that very soon. Over the past dozen or so years, that foundation has raised more than $500,000. That's right, more than $500,000 to award to local seniors headed off to college or folks going to vocational or trade school. So this past weekend, the event brought in another $58,000. So congratulations for all those folks. And a lot of the recent scholarship winners were over there at Princeton participating in that as well. Here at the fairgrounds, a whole lot of activity as the Crittenden County Lions Club Fair wrapped up over the weekend, and what a week it was, from the smokestacks of those tractor pulls to the spotlight of the pageant stage. This year's fair brought our community together once again for more than a week's worth of fun and just wonderful family fellowship and excitement for the folks here in Crittenden County. We want to say congratulations to our pageant winners. That was Ella Gary, who was crowned Miss Crittenden County. Brinley Tramble was Miss Teen. And Kendall Brooke Buell Belt was named Miss Preteen during those pageants, and they reigned over the final week of the fair. And this, like I said, this past weekend, it was a real buzz out at the fairgrounds as things wrapped up with Family Night on Friday, Demolition Derby on Saturday. The Friday annual 4-H Fair Breakfast, which is to me one of the most poignant parts of the entire fair week, is just a great wrap-up, so to speak, of the fair and what it means to the community. It's the more formal part, if you will. There's a award presentations there. Dean Miller, Lions Club member for more than 25 years, I believe. He was awarded the Lions Club's Lifetime Achievement Award. Danny Watson was named the Lion of the Year. And Cassie Polk was recognized as the Citizen of the Year. That's an award that goes to folks who are not necessarily a member of the Lions Club, but help out a great deal as they put that fair on every year. It takes all hands on deck. It's quite a production. Also, Carol Hendricks, a local farmer, was inducted into the Ag Hall of Fame. You probably saw that article in the Crittenden Press last week about Carol Hendricks. His family was all present as he received that coveted honor. Keynote speaker at the fair breakfast was Deputy Ag Commissioner Warren Beeler. Just a great man and a wonderful speech. He reminded us that modern agriculture is smart, it's tech-driven, and it's full of a world of opportunity. He also recognized Crittenden County's Emmy Lynch, who is this county's fourth 4-H state officer in the past 6 years. That's just a remarkable statistic. London McCord was honored for having the most fair entries this year, 44 in total, and 13 of those are headed off to the state fair next week. Also, Russell Vince had 13 that will be headed to the state fair. did I say next week? It's not next week. It's a little bit later that they will all be going up there to the state fair. I forget the dates right off the top of my head. I think around the 16th. Check out the Crittenden Press for that. We've got that detailed information in the paper this week. And we're going to take just a moment now and hear from Emmy Lynch, that state 4-H officer. She's the reporter for as part of the state officers team. And with her is 4-H Extension Agent Leslie Barnes. So I spent a few moments with them at the fair breakfast, and want to let you listen in on that conversation. So I'm here right after the fair breakfast, which was a few days ago, but I have this recording and I wanted to talk with Leslie Barnes and Emmy Lynch. Leslie is the 4-H agent for Crittenden County, and Emmy is a state officer with 4-H, and pretty remarkable. She's the fourth state officer in 6 years. Leslie, how remarkable is that? That's a nice feather for a small county.
It's pretty impressive. Crittenden County has definitely made their mark in 4-H.
What do you attribute that to? A great leader in your...
Well, I mean, I hope that I'm a great leader, yeah. But it's the kids. I mean, yeah. They see each other. They see what it takes to become a state officer. They talk to each other. They mentor each other. And they just encourage each other. And that really helps. And I think Warren Beeler said it great this morning that, you know, positivity attracts others. And we're just a really good group of positive people. 4-H in general across the state, it's positive youth development, and we are just really seeing it here.
How many youngsters do you have in 4-H in Crittenden County, and what are the age parameters?
Yeah, so 4-H age is 9 to 18. We also have Clover Buds. They're 5 to 8 years old. So we pretty much come in contact with all kids within the school at Crittenden County because we have a strong Clover Bud program as well. So, we're in 4th and 5th grade. All 4th and 5th graders are 4-H'ers. I have a middle school leadership club, a high school leadership club. So there's just lots of opportunities to be involved in 4-H.
Emmy Lynch, now you're the state reporter, right? Which is near and dear to my heart because I'm a reporter too. So tell me what your job as the state reporter is.
So my job as the state reporter is basically I do all the social media and all the outreach for the whole Kentucky 4-H program. I usually do it specifically for our officer team. So if that's officer visits like today, if that's posting on social media about our state communications day that just happened recently, I just post on the Instagram and try to get people to follow that and see what the officer team is actually doing in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. And who were the other previous officers? Can you name? I remember some of them. Can you name them?
Yes. So Morgan Barnes was the 1920 state secretary. Then we had Maggie Blazina, and she was the president 2 years after that. Then next we had Kaylin Stokes, and she was the state reporter. And now we've had our second state reporter, so we're really proud of that. Mm-hmm. So.
What is 4-H? Of course, I listened to your speech here at the fair breakfast. Very moving speech. She got a little choked up.
She did.
Your last year to participate in this. And to just kind of reiterate what 4-H has done for you. You talked about being a shy young student in school. And what now you can stand in front of a huge crowd here today and give a speech.
Pretty much. When I was in first grade, I did not talk to anybody. I was very just artistic. I liked to draw. Didn't talk to anybody. And Miss Leslie let me explore that a little bit more. And then 4-H is such a loving community. When you're in it for life. You make friends forever. And I remember meeting a lot of close friends of mine, and that made me push myself. And it just eventually led to bigger and better things. And eventually I was like, I can talk to people. And it let me become the best version of a leader that I think anybody can picture to be. I'm really thankful for that.
All right. Well, thank you to ladies for your time.
All right.
Thank
very
you.
Good. Thank you.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Catch you up on some things that are going on here in Marion and Crittenden County and beyond this week. This morning, Cumberland River Homes will have a ribbon cutting from 10 to 2. That's a ribbon cutting and an open house from 10 to 2 at that location, which is over on Chapel Hill Road, right there next to the Head Start. It's a home a lot of people remember. An old Lions Club member, the late Junior Martin, actually lived there in that home at one time. And that has been remodeled and turned into an adult facility for the Cumberland River Homes. And if you've never been associated with Cumberland River Homes or never really understood what they do, it's a great time to get out and check that out from 10 until 2 p.m. today, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I think the ribbon cutting part is at 11 a.m. for that. Cumberland River Homes helps adults with serious disabilities and allows them to have an opportunity in some cases to live independently and to do things during the day, activities, and to even work. So get out and check that out from 10 until 2 o'clock. Fall sports is really kicking up. You're going to see a lot of activity around the parks. You know, the first football scrimmage will be down at Murray this Friday night. The middle school softball team kicks off tonight at Marion Crittenden County Park. Volleyball is already full swing in their preseason workouts, and I think their first game will be next week. The Crittenden County golf team is already underway playing its matches. Soccer is rocking and rolling too. We're going to take the team photos out there this afternoon of the soccer program under Jessica DeBurgo. Again, a whole lot of activity as we get on this downhill slide toward when school starts, although Crittenden County schools are going back later than normal this year as the school scheduled it that way so that they could account for a little extra time in the summer to get that middle school wing built. And it looks like it's going to be close, folks. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, see if school gets started on time. It's set for in August 26. And those preschool, or I should say the back-to-school events are planned for August 18th, 19th, and the 21st. So all those are listed in the Crittenden Press, whether you're going back to kindergarten, elementary school, middle school, high school, or starting preschool for the first time. We've got all those dates and information when those events are going to be. You still have a couple more weeks for getting ready for that. What else around town this week? Friday down at Fredonia will be the parade. That's the it goes through downtown Fredonia, starts at 6 p.m. And the Prowls are the grand marshals of that. Wednesday, 2 days from today, Kentucky 120 will be closed there just across the county line over the edge of Webster County for a cross drain replacement. 'Tis the season for road work, and we're having a lot of these roads temporarily closed while this type of stuff is being done. That road will be closed from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, right, that's right across the Montezuma Bridge over into Webster County. It's near Gardner Lane and around the Diamond Creek, Diamond Grove Road over in Webster County is where that closure will be. And one final sports tidbit. Congratulations to Colin Barnes from Salem. He was a member of the 13 and under division of the West Kentucky All-Stars that emerged victorious in a golf tournament, posting a one over par round and winning a tiebreaker in the Junior PGA League Championship. That was at Owl Creek Country Club in Louisville last week. The regionals and that will be later on in September. As those folks, Colin and a group of others from around West Kentucky will head up to Northern Ohio and participate in another match. So again, congratulations to Colin Barnes from Salem and that great accomplishment. That's a wrap on this morning's program. We'll catch you a little later in the week. Be safe and enjoy this nicer weather. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.